following audio is a podcast from Leader Breakthrough, an organization committed to coaching and resourcing the personal development of risk-taking kingdom leaders. For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.
Hi, this is Terry Walling from Leader Breakthrough, and I want to welcome you to a series of podcasts that we're doing featuring our new book, Awakening, Awakening to God's Call in Your Life. And this podcast is a part of a series of four coffee shop conversations I had with my son, Kyle, as we talked through his transition to begin to clarify his calling. We did these in preparation for writing the book, Awakening. And it's a good companion to these podcasts because the book will go far deeper and explain more about the whole issue of God starting to awaken inside of us, both the purpose of our life, the direction for our life, and some of the key values he wants to use to guide our life. So obviously, it would be great to pick up the book, but what we thought we'd do in the podcast and what we're hoping you're able to gain from these times is just to get a little bit of more of the behind the scenes or the raw personal side of what someone goes through and what they actually feel as they are headed into or right in the middle of this time of transition. God does some of his greatest work during times of transition, but it's oftentimes pretty tough to navigate them. So we're hoping these podcasts will help, and we're hoping that each one will actually highlight one of the key elements of the awakening transition. In this first excerpt, we're going to actually begin to talk about some of the things that you begin to feel at the beginning of a transition, or you know, when you know for sure that you're in the middle of something probably you've never experienced before. And I think you're going to note some real both excitement and frustration in what Kyle is experiencing. And it might help you identify some of what you're experiencing. And it's really a lot about knowing that God's trying to do something, but the circumstances that you find yourself in really aren't allowing it. So have a listen and take note of some of the things Kyle both says about the transition, but things related to how he's experiencing the transition itself.
So this is number one.
Number one, yeah. Chapter one. Kyle Walling.
All right.
Thursday, January 3rd, 8:22 a.m.
Okay. Write it all. All right.
Right.
What was going on inside of you?
Well, obviously there was excitement in that. I think, being frustrated with school in particular and feeling like all I've done is things that I already had taught myself or had been taught, that we're kind of missing that reality piece, being frustrated, seeing kind of just this bubble of not even academia, just like culture.
Yeah.
That there's 4 years and kind of what it seemed like we were being prepared for. You know, an American dream, and really just somebody, you know, kind of feeling like somebody in some room at some time, probably wearing a suit, decided that these are the hoops that you have to jump through in order to be successful, in order to achieve whatever. But I also think that one of the big pieces here was actually, realizing then a next step for me, not vocationally or calling wise, well, maybe, you know, part of my call is to be a husband,
right?
And realizing that there was a way forward in that. So I remember that being just as exciting, just as important to me, that it wasn't so much that it was just this job offer. It was an opportunity to make money, to do what, you know, I was going to school to learn to do, but that I was able to advance to, you know, this place in my life that I was ready for, but my circumstances really wouldn't allow me to.
I remember sitting there and you not feeling like, you know, we had talked so much and there was really a questioning, how's this all going to work out? And I can remember you, that being equally as part of your excitement.
How's this going to work out, like, meaning long term, or?
Well, how is this going to work out with thinking about getting married to Meg? How is this going to work out in terms of what's next? You know, I've been doing this freelance work for this company. How's it all going to come down? How's it going to come together? And I think what I, as I was sitting there watching you, was so cool as you felt like, wow.
It is going to come together. Yeah, and I think I was actually just reading through my journal from that time. And one of the things that I read in an entry was just like how even a year, 2 years prior to that moment, like I was aware of God like stretching me and trust. And I think doing the freelance thing, I can remember God consistently coming through and providing for me, but feeling every month, every time the job ended, feeling stressed and like, okay, like, well, I guess I gotta find another job or apply.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I kept on being reminded of God's faithfulness. And so, kind of this was like that, the finally, like, all of it. It wasn't just like the piecemeal. It was like, here's some stability, here's security, here's what you've waited for. And it was better than I thought, you know, that my idea was, come May, I was going to graduate, I was going to move back to Chico, I was going to freelance my butt off and probably work at like a coffee shop or something and try to save up money. And all of a sudden, it was kind of like a fast forward button. It was like there was an opportunity to press a fast forward button if I wanted to. And, you know, it was more than I would have asked or imagined. And a big component of that was people. It wasn't just paycheck, but it was the opportunity to work with the team, with people, with individuals who, for all intents and purposes at that time, were doing things that, you know, I was interested in, working with types of people that I wanted to work with. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's number one. So in this first episode, we've just kind of began the process of identifying some of the key feelings and issues that you begin to face as you go through the awakening transition. In our next episode, we'll talk a little bit and listen to Kyle as he walks his way through trying to reconcile some of the things that have happened in his past with now where he thinks God's leading him. Well, it's been our hope that in making some of these conversations available to you, that you'll be able to recognize and even identify with some of not just the concepts that are related to the awakening transition, but really some of the deep, raw emotions that we go through as God takes us from one place to another. It's our hope that as you listen to Kyle and I share and really listen to him walk his way through some of the key emotions, that you yourself will gain some hope that the God who actually has initiated this time is doing an important work in your life and leading you onto the next step for your life. Our book, Awakening to God's Call, is available, and you can pick it up by going to our website. You can go to leaderbreakthrough.com/awakening. And it's also available up on Amazon in paperback form or in the Kindle version. The book itself is actually then an expansion of a lot of the things that you saw Kyle beginning to work through and some of the things that we surfaced in these podcasts. The book includes some key issues in terms of how God shapes us during a transition and what to expect. As Kyle unpacks his story, he'll share more of his journal thoughts. We also have a good chapter by Zach Curry, our friend, who actually I have coached through a transition also in his journey. And he talks about some of the obstacles and some of the things that
sometimes can work against us as we try to bring clarity to that call. All these resources are helping you know that the God who began this good work in you is actually the same God that's at work through this in-between time. God does some of his greatest work in transitions, and sometimes it's easy to get lost in the midst of them. So we hope the podcasts and the books all encourage you and help you begin to realize that there's a call on your life, and you could live for so much more.